بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين.
Verse number 160. The people of Lut disbelieved in all the messengers by their rejection of Lut, peace be upon him.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
Verse number 161. Remember when their brother in lineage Lut said to them, "Will you not be mindful of Allah by leaving idolatry, fearing Him?"
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
Verse number 162. Indeed, I am a messenger for you. Allah has sent me to you and I am trustworthy. I will not increase or decrease in that which has been revealed to me.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
Verse number 163. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments, and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and obey me in whatever I command you with, and forbid you from.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 164. I do not seek any reward from you for what I convey to you from my Lord. My reward is only from Allah, the Lord of all creation, not from anyone else.
أتأتون الذكران من العالمين.
Verse number 165. Do you seek sexual gratification from males?
وتذرون ما خلق لكم ربكم من أزواجكم بل أنتم قوم عادون.
Verse number 166. Whilst neglecting sexual gratification from the front passages of your wives Allah has created for you, you have indeed transgressed the limits of Allah by this detestable absurdity.
قَالُوا لَئِن لَّمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا لُوطُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ.
Verse number 167. His people said to him, "O Lut, if you do not stop forbidding us from this act and rebuking us over it, you and those with you shall be exiled from our city."
قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ.
Verse number 168. Lut said to them, "Indeed, I am one of those who dislike and hate this act of yours."
رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Verse number 169. Supplicating to his Lord, he said, "O my Lord, save me and my family from whatever punishment is going to afflict these people because of the evil they commit."
فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Verse number 170. So I accepted his supplication and saved him and his whole family.
إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ.
Verse number 171. Except for his wife, because she was a disbeliever, so she ended up being one of those who perished and were destroyed.
ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ.
Verse number 172. Then, after Lut and his family left the city of Sadum, I severely destroyed his people who remained behind.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ.
Verse number 173. I rained down on them stones from the sky, just like we send down the rain. Disgraceful was the rain that befell these people, whom Lut used to warn of the punishment of Allah if they continued committing their evil acts.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 174. Indeed, in the aforementioned, i.e., the punishment that descended on the people of Lut because of their sexual indecency, is a lesson for those who take heed. Although most of them do not believe, they were rejectors.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 175. O Messenger, indeed, your Lord is the Almighty who takes retribution from his enemies, yet merciful to those of them who repent.
كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين.
Verse number 176. The people of the thicket close to Midian rejected the messengers when they rejected their prophet Shu'aib, peace be upon him.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
Verse number 177. When their prophet Shu'aib said to them, will you not be mindful of Allah by leaving idolatry, fearing him?
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
Verse number 178. Indeed, I'm a messenger for you. Allah has sent me to you and I'm trustworthy. I will not increase or decrease in that which has been revealed to me.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
Verse number 179. So be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commandments and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and obey me in whatever I have commanded you with and forbidden you from.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 180. I do not seek any reward from you for what I convey to you from my Lord. My reward is only from Allah, the Lord of all creation, not from anyone else.
أَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُخْسِرِينَ.
Verse number 181. When you sell to the people, measure for them properly. Do not be people who reduce measure when selling to people.
وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ.
Verse number 182. And when you weigh for others, weigh with properly functioning scales.
وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ.
Verse number 183. And do not violate the rights of people and cause excessive corruption on earth by committing sins. Beneficial points. 1. Sodomy is an abnormality from nature and a grave evil. 2. The people of corruption and falsehood being destroyed and the people of truth being saved is a divine custom of Allah. 3. As long as worldly relationships are not accompanied with faith, they will not benefit when the punishment descends. 4. It is obligatory to measure fully and forbidden to be deficient in measure.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
Verse number 184. And be mindful of the one who created you, and created the previous nations, by fearing that he sends down his punishment upon you.
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ.
Verse number 185. Shu'aib people said to him, "You are definitely one of those who have been victim of sorcery repeatedly until it has overpowered your intelligence and driven you crazy."
وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Verse number 186. You are only a human like us, and have no privilege over us. So how could you be a messenger? I think of you only to be a liar in your claim to be a messenger.
فأسقط علينا كسفا من السماء إن كنت من الصادقين.
Verse number 187. So if you are truthful in your claim, cause a piece of sky to fall upon us.
قال ربي أعلم بما تعملون.
Verse number 188. Shu'aib said to them, "My Lord is better aware of the idolatry and sins you commit. None of your actions are hidden from him."
فكذبوه فأخذهم عذاب يوم الظلة. إنه كان عذاب يوم عظيم.
Verse number 189. They continued rejecting him, and so a great punishment afflicted them, by way of a cloud appearing after a severely hot day. It rained a fire upon them that burned them. The day they were destroyed was an extremely horrific day.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Verse number 190. Indeed, in the aforementioned, i.e. the destruction of the people of Shu'aib, is a lesson for those who take heed. Although most of them do not believe, they were rejectors.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Verse number 191. O Messenger, indeed, your Lord is the Almighty who takes retribution from his enemies, yet merciful to those of them who repent.
وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 192. Indeed, this Qur'an that was revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, was revealed by the Lord of all creation.
نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ.
Verse number 193. It was revealed through the trustworthy Jibreel, peace be upon him.
على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين.
Verse number 194. O Messenger, he revealed it upon your heart, so that you become one of the messengers who warn the people and make them fearful of the punishment of Allah.
بلسان عربي مبين.
Verse number 195. He revealed it in clear Arabic language.
وإن في زبر الأولين.
Verse number 196. And indeed this Quran has been referenced in the previous books. The previous divine books have given glad tidings of it.
أَوَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ آيَةً أَنْ يَعْلَمَهُ عُلَمَاءُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ.
Verse number 197. Was it not a sign of your truthfulness for these people who reject you that the scholars of the Israelites like Abdullah ibn Salam knew the reality of what has been revealed to you?
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِ الْأَعْجَمِينَ.
Verse number 198. Had we revealed this Qur'an upon one of the non-Arabs who do not speak Arabic?
فَقَرَأَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Verse number 199. And then, they were to read it to them. They would not become believers, because they would say, "We do not understand it." So they should praise Allah that it was revealed in their language.
كذلك سلكناه في قلوب المجرمين.
Verse number 200. Likewise, we placed rejection and disbelief in the hearts of the criminals because of their wrongdoing.
لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم.
Verse number 201. They do not change from the state of disbelief they are in and will not believe until they see the painful punishment.
فَيَأْتِيَهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Verse number 202. This punishment will come to them suddenly and unexpectedly.
فَيَقُولُوا هَلْ نَحْنُ مُنظَرُونَ.
Verse number 203. So when the punishment will come upon them suddenly, they will say out of immense grief, "Will we be given respite to repent to Allah?"
أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ.
Verse number 204. Do these disbelievers seek our punishment hastily, saying, "We will never believe in you until you cause the sky to fall upon us in pieces, just as you claim it will."
أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ.
Verses number 205 and 206. O Messenger, so tell me, how will it if I was to let these disbelievers enjoy the bounties for a lengthy period of time, and then the punishment they were promised came to them after that period of enjoyment? Beneficial points. 1. Objections can be raised against the idolaters with the confessions of the moderate from among the people of the book that the Quran is from Allah. 2. There is no benefit in bringing faith after seeing the destructive punishment. 3. Whatever bounties of the world that disbelievers have are causes of them gradually falling into destruction, not hospitality.